In March, the Arizona Supreme Court upheld Proposition 206, which increases the state's minimum wage and requires paid sick time for workers. At the time, the court did not explain its reasoning behind its decision, but this morning the justices released a detailed explanation. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services has been reading through it and joins me now. Howie, good morning. What did the justices have to say about what went into their decision to uphold this voter-approved initiative?
Well, good morning. As you know, the Chamber of Commerce challenged it on two bases. One is something called the single subject rule, that they contend that laws can have deal with just one issue. And it's very clear that this measure here both raised the minimum wage immediately to $10 and eventually to $12 by 2020, and also requires that employers give paid sick leave. The justices said, yeah, all that's true, but they said the single subject rule applies to the legislature and not to the people. And so that was easy for them to get rid of. The more complex question dealt with something that voters approved in 2004 called the revenue source rule. The idea was, if you're going to put something on the ballot to say the state has to spend some money, you have to have a revenue source to go with it. So you're not just, you know, draining the state's coffers dry. What happened is after the ballot measure passed, raising the minimum wage, a lot of the companies that provide care through the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System said, you know, we have to raise money for our employees, we have to raise their salaries, therefore we need more money from the state, and the state in fact did budget more money. Now the argument is, therefore, Prop 206 had an effect. But what the justices said is, this did not mandate the state pay more money. Now the state may have decided it made sense to pay more money to these providers, but it didn't mandate it, and therefore it didn't violate that rule. So this is the this is important not only because it cements in the minimum wage hike, but it sets rules for how the Supreme Court is going to interpret future ballot measures, assuming there are any, which has to do with a whole nother issue.
Yeah, well, the issue of the money, that was one of the central arguments of the Arizona Chamber and the other folks who were trying to get the minimum wage done away with. And I'm wondering if this sort of serves as a template potentially for other initiatives, as you say, assuming that there are any, that they might be able to spend money, but not mandate spending money, but still have programs that could potentially spend money.
Well, and that becomes the key, is does it mandate it? The crafters of Prop 206 were very careful to say that the minimum wage increase did not apply to state employees, because that would have been a mandatory expenditure of state funds, which is sort of a nasty trick if you happen to be a state employee. Now, practically speaking, the state has had to raise its wages because you just can't keep employees. If they can make $10 an hour flipping burgers, but $8.15 an hour, you know, working for the state, you know, cleaning bathrooms or whatever it is. This is crucial because it sets out what's direct and what's indirect expenditures. So, for example, if you decided that you wanted to have a program that encourages people not to smoke, if it required the Department of Health Services to go ahead and spend some money on that, that would require a source of revenues, maybe another increase in the cigarette tax. But if it just simply says that the Department of Health will do what it can to get people to stop smoking, and DHS then decides, well, we're going to give away nicotine patches, then there is no mandate, and therefore the revenue source rule is not triggered. I know it's lawyerese, but that's what this is all about.
Howie, quickly in the time we have left, based on your reading of this, was there anything that was particularly surprising or you think is particularly precedent-setting that we should be looking for down the road?
I think the very clear ruling on with the single subject rule is important, because it means that if you wanted to put together a measure that said, you know, all radio station hosts will get will have to wear blue underwear, and in the same measure say that the governor of the state must wear a funny party hat, clearly unrelated issues, but you could do that. And the idea being that you could do the log rolling that's necessary. You'll put in something that's very popular along with something that may not be as popular, particularly with radio hosts, as it were, and get voters to approve it. And that's really significant, because theoretically the legislature can't. Now, I will be the first to tell you, I've seen a lot of Christmas tree bills at the legislature. So I don't know how well that's obeyed. But it's really important that the court said voters have more rights then the legislature. And that goes to the basis of the Constitution, that the voters are co-equal, at least, with the legislature when it comes to proposing state laws.
That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thank you for your time, as always.
You're welcome.